Blog Talk Radio.
Be your light.
ladies and gentlemen all across the globe. Welcome to Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. She'll be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. But as Dr. Henderson sometimes would say, somebody better do some cartwheels and flips today because Jesus is Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to Straight to the Point. Make some quick announcements. We got another song coming up, guys. Hey, that number, 347-843-4559. Please know that Dr. Henderson is live tonight, and she will bless some people tonight. But you need to put that number out there, ladies and gentlemen. You've been on the internet most of the day today. Put that number at least 10 or 20 times right while you're on right now. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. 347-843-4559. Yes. Yes, yes. You just never know. You just never know who will be blessed by the anointing of the woman of God, ladies and gentlemen. We just thank God for her today. We thank God for you listening all across the globe. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, put that number out one more time. 347-843-4559. Let's go to the next song. God bless you.
God's got a blessing.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, we're getting ready to start with Dr. Henderson on Straight to the Point. Let's go on and open up her mic. Welcome, Dr.
Blessings, everybody out there in radio land. I just come to tell you on tonight that God got a blessing with your name on it. Yes, all you have to do is design. Just ask in his name. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Straight to the Point. Those of you who are tuning in with me for the very first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for the body of Christ, for everybody, who we stand on, lean on, depend on the word of God. John 3:16, for the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. Whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So that means, that word whosoever means the drunkard. If the drunkard call on the name of the Lord, he shall be saved. Amen. If the person who has backslidden, the fornicator, anybody out there who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the word of God, my friend. So let us not look down on any of our brothers and sisters. Let us love them. We are commanded to love our brothers and our sisters, our neighbors, as we love ourselves. And so in this season, like never before, we are to live, love, walk in love, breathe love. So we are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. If the salt has lost its flavor, then tell me who are we then? Amen. So welcome to Straight to the Point. Those of you who are tuning in by way of live, I want to thank you. Those of you who are going to call back, I want to thank you. And those who are listening by way of the internet, I want to thank you as well. I'm not going to be before you guys long. I just want to give credit quickly to Kim McFarlane with Just Ask in His Name. What name is that? The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name that is greater and higher than any name in the heavens and in the earth and below the earth. The Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. For he is the Lord of lords. He is the King of kings. He is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. And he is the author, the ultimate author, and the finisher of your faith and my faith, my friends. And so we are to ask in his name, amen, and that's word. And we're going to get into that a little bit on tonight, and also want to give credit to Norman Hutchins with God Got a Blessing with Your Name on It. God has handwritten, even before you were born, even before he put you in your mama's womb, he had wrote your name on some blessings, amen. He foreknew you, per the word of God. He preordained, predestined you. And when he did all those things according to the book of Romans, my God, when he did all those things, he thought about all the blessings that he was going to give you. And so he wrote your name. He wrote your name on blessings after blessings after blessings after blessings after blessings at disappointed time and disappointed season and disappointed year, disappointed, my God, mom, that you would get this and you would get that and you would have this and you would be this according to the word of the Lord. He foreordained, he foreknew you, he predestined you. He got a blessing with your name on it. Somebody get excited and do some cartwheels or flips, but do you believe the word of the Lord? Do you believe him to be who he is? Amen. So just think about that just for a few minutes, just think about what I said and ask yourself, do you really believe? And so I pray that by the end of this broadcast that you will believe, my friends. And so before we get into the word, I want to quickly remind you guys of the Office Ball that's going to be in March, the Author's Ball. I want you to, any author that you know, I want you to nominate any author that you know. I talked briefly about it last week, how we have to do better in the body of Christ, how we have to promote and recognize and support each other. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible says that we have to rejoice with them who are rejoicing. And so we have to be happy and rejoice with our brothers and sisters. And so it doesn't take much to just nominate someone that you know that have written a book, any book, whether it's, even if it's one book, it doesn't matter. They should be nominated. They should be celebrated. Amen. To be nominated is a really big deal. And so all you have to do is email survivorsgm@gmail.com, the person that you want to nominate. The person, you can nominate more than one person for an author's award, because we're going to have a big author's ball and everyone is invited. I don't want you to think because you're not an author that you can't come. Everyone is invited to the author's ball. It's a time of celebration, recognition, as well as networking. Amen. And so we're going to have not just authors there, but entrepreneurs are going to be there. And so business men and women. And so with that said, if you're interested in networking, you never know how God is going to use somebody, amen, to bless your life. The Bible says that, you know, God will bring people into your situation. God will bring people into your midst. Amen. So he will bring opportunities in front of you, but you have to reach out and grab them. Amen. And so the Office Ball is going to be March the 23rd. I'll be sending further information, exactly the location, but it's going to be in D.C. And it's going to start at 7 o'clock p.m. from 7 to 10 p.m. And those who are nominated will receive a nomination certificate with instructions and things of that nature. So we're excited about the Author's Ball. Also, my friends, I'm excited. I talked a little bit about this last week, that those who have been investing in the book, Do You Love Her? I want to thank you for sowing into my life. Those of you who have sold, I want to thank you. That book is going very well globally. Do You Love Her? It's doing very well globally, and so I want to thank everyone who invested in that book and any of my books. I want to thank you so very much. And so we just all celebrated Thanksgiving, and so I'm sure that you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family. I want you to also remember the reason for the season as we approach Christmas. Amen. And so we want to make sure that we are informing our family members what is the real and true meaning of Christmas. Amen. We celebrate the birth of Christ. Amen. Although we know that he wasn't really born on December 25th. However, that's the day that we, you know, the world has decided to celebrate him. Amen. But we celebrate him every day. Huh? Hallelujah. As Christians, we celebrate Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer. Amen. Every single day of our lives. Amen. By acknowledging him. And when we pray, we're to pray in his name and glorifying God the Father. Amen. And so we celebrate him each and every day. But let us explain to our children. Amen. And to some family members who don't know the real true meaning for the season, the reason for the season. And so we give God glory. And so last week I told you guys that this is my favorite time of the year, mainly because I see the love that is saturated from other people, and it gives me joy to see people loving and forgiving. And I, you know, I said last week that it shouldn't just be 2 months out of a year that, you know, we're loving each other and forgiving each other. My prayer and hope is that the Holy Spirit that is inside of each and every one of us rises up and permeate our heart to forgive and love all year around. Amen. If we can keep that spirit of giving and loving all year round, we will have a much better world. And so let us continue to be, like I said, the light of the world. Let us continue to be the salt of the earth. Let us be different. Amen. And let us not be ashamed that we're different. Amen. Embrace your difference. I want to encourage somebody on tonight. And that's not my word, but I feel like somebody's going to call back and hear that. Embrace your difference. It's okay. You know, we, you know, peculiar. We're unique. We're different. We're set apart. Amen. And so embrace that. Embrace your difference. Embrace what it is that God has called you out of and out from and set you apart and handcrafted you to be something great, awesome, outstanding. It's okay, amen, to recognize and embrace that, amen. And for some of you, when you begin to embrace, hallelujah, what it is and who it is that God has called you to be and start to walk in it, you will begin to receive and see and experience the manifested blessings of God like never before. Amen. And it's okay. It's okay to walk in everything that God has for you. No, you're not arrogant. No, you don't think you know everything. No, you just who God says you are. And he says that you are fearfully and you are wonderfully made. He said that you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are the lender and not the barber. He said he has turned your ashes into beauty. He has given you beauty for ashes. And everything that you've been through, my God, and this just came to me. I want somebody to know it's okay to give God glory for your story. It's okay to give God glory and tell the whole world what God has done for you, what he has brought you out of. No, you're not arrogant. No, you're not conceited. Let me tell you something. When the devil came to, this is for somebody and this is your word. When the devil came to try to tear you down, to try to manipulate you and mess up your reputation, he tried to do it openly so that the whole world and so the body of Christ could turn on you. So now that God is blessing you, guess what? Be public with it. And also going to tell somebody that it's God and it's God's doing and it's marvelous in his sight. And don't care what nobody say. Give God the glory. Amen. Tell social media, tell the whole wide world that God is real, that it's a God thing, that you are your God-made millionaire, not a self-made millionaire, but you are God-made millionaire. God made you a millionaire. Amen. Glory to God with all your hard work, because according to his word, in Joshua, the Bible says that if you meditate on my word day and night, you will make your way prosperous and you shall have good success. That's the Bible, my friends. God is the first person that wrote about success in the Bible, problem in the Bible. Amen. And so I don't want you to feel ashamed to give God glory when he starts blessing your life. Some of you about to come into millions of dollars. Don't be ashamed. Give God the glory. Don't feel like you're not being humble, or you don't feel like that you're not you're not being, you know, gotta feel like you gotta keep it in. No, tell the whole world God has blessed me. God has delivered me. God has set me free. God has healed my body. God has made me prosperous. God has saved my entire family. You got to let the world know. Because remember when about the 10 lepers, Only one came back and said, thank you. And the one that came back, remember, he said, not only are you healed, but you made whole. Don't be like the lepers, amen, that only gave Jesus attention for the healing. And then once he got the healing, they got the healing, they didn't come back. Amen, to say thank you. It was one who came back, because when you come back and give him the glory and let the whole world know that he did it, then not only will he do that one thing for you, he will bless your entire life. He will make you whole, W-H-O-L-E, not just heal one part of your body, but being whole means that he has blessed your life spiritually. He has blessed your life physically. He has blessed your life financially, and you're walking in the overflow every single day of your life. Amen. Glory to God. So that is really for somebody, because I wasn't even going there on tonight, but I'm being led by the Holy Spirit. Somebody get ready. You know that thing right before a fight, they say, let's get ready to rumble. Somebody hear me on tonight. You better get ready, because your blessing is on the way. My God, I said your blessing is on the way. Your blessing is on the way. God already written your blessings. As it is in heaven, let it be on earth. That in the name of Jesus, I declare and decree that somebody that listened to me on tonight, you're right there at the point of your blessed breakthrough. You about to receive double for your trouble. You about to receive double for your pain. You're about to receive double for your shame. Somebody do some cartwheels and flips. I'm rejoicing. I'm telling you, I feel that thing so strong in my spirit that the blessings of God, my God, and you know this scripture just came to me. Let me read this. Numbers 6:24-26. The Lord bless you. Somebody hear me on tonight. You better receive this word. My message is slightly changed. Somebody hear me. The Bible says, Numbers 6:24-26 just came to my spirit. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Somebody catch that word on tonight. This is your word on tonight. God said, I am not just going to bless you, but I'm going to keep you, because you have made my face to shine upon you. I'm going to be so gracious toward you that, my God, that you ain't going to have enough room to receive all that I'm about to give you. He said, I have lifted up my countenance upon you. And not only that, I'm going to give you peace in the midst of it all. You know how they say that sometimes people with a lot of money not happy? That's a lie from hell. He said, that would not be your testimony. He said, I'm going to give you peace in the midst of me blessing you and giving you riches. I'm going to bless your life. And then I hear the Lord said also in James 1:17, he said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of light, for whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. My God, and then I hear the Lord saying in Philippians 4 that I'm going to supply all your needs according to my riches in glory. Hallelujah. Somebody hear me on tonight, but that number, 6:24-26, somebody write that down. Somebody write that down. The Lord said, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to keep you. I'm shining my face upon you, and I'm going to be gracious to you in this next season. I'm going to bless your life like never before. He said, those of you who have been dealing with sickness, you're going to experience healing. Not just healness, but you're going to be made whole. Say of the Lord, he said, those of you who have been dealing with financial distress, he said, I'm coming to give you peace in that financial situation. I'm coming to bless you like never before. He said, I'm lifting my countenance upon you. I'm taking away your countenance of discouragement, your countenance of doubt. He said, I'm coming I'm coming to give you peace in the midst of your financial situation. I'm coming to change your story, amen, so that you will shout and give me glory and say, the Lord has done it again. I just want somebody to do some cartwheels and flips and get excited about what God is speaking. And I'm telling you, my message has changed just a little bit, amen. Just a little bit. That number 624 is down deep in my spirit on tonight. He said, I am the Lord. You know, and I'm going back to John, the 14th chapter. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Somebody trying to figure out how all this going to happen. He said, because you have made the Lord Jesus your Lord. If you read John 14, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You know, I'm looking at and reading John 14 and how when Jesus was trying to tell them who he was, he said, when you see me, you see the Father. And I don't want you to start doubting. When God begins to bless you, I don't want you to start doubting who's doing the blessing. I want you to understand, recognize, and realize that it is a God thing, hallelujah, that Jesus, amen, has heard you, amen, and he has told the Father, amen, that I want you to bless that one right there. I want you to bless that one right there because he understands and she understands who I am. Glory to God. You know, I was thinking about how some people can walk in the midst of a blessing and not realize that the blessing is right there. Can you imagine Jesus walking in the midst of all of his disciples and one or two not even recognizing and understanding that who he was, that everything they need was all wrapped up in him, that all they had to do was ask in his name? I'm just sitting here thinking about, like, I'm reading this thing and I'm like, why did Jesus even have to convince them? Amen. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that would be enough. And Jesus answered, if you look at John 14:9, he said, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? He said, the words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing the work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. God says, some of you, God has said, I've already come down and bless you, but you still doubting me. Amen. And the woman of God, and he's saying that I just spoke to you tonight, and even in me speaking to you on tonight, some of you are still doubting him. He said, I am the Lord. I can move all mountains. I can do anything. And even in some of you lives, I have healed you before, but now you're going through a sickness and you're doubting me that I can heal you again. Amen. He said that I am the Lord your God who healeth you. Amen. He said, I've been with you. I've fed you. If I can feed, amen. Yes, I've fed you before. I've gotten you out of debt before. I've gotten you out of bad situations before. All you have to do is believe. Believe me when I say that I am the I am, that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. He said, I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. And he said that anything, and I will do whatsoever, anything you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. I just come to simply tell somebody on tonight, whose name are you asking in? I just sat here and gave you a real true prophecy, a real true prophecy from on high to tell you. And I don't know why God had me read that scripture again, because he says somebody will even hear me say all of what I said and still doubt in the back of their minds what I can do for them. So I want somebody to be encouraged on tonight. I'm telling y'all, that number is still in my spirit. That thing is strong. And I keep, you know, that thing is so strong in my spirit. That number is so strong in my spirit. That number 62426. I'm telling you, by the end of the year, I want somebody to write it down that I said it this night. Somebody, by December 31st, 2023, God is going to heal your body. You're going to walk. Somebody, by the end of this year, December 31st, 2023, not only that, somebody is about to walk into the biggest miracle of their life. By December 31st, 2023, somebody is about to get a blessing, a financial blessing. And not only is this financial blessing is going to, my God, it's going to wipe out all your debt, but it's going to set you up for life, for the rest of your life. You'll never have to rob Peter to pay Paul ever again. Somebody hear me on tonight. I hear the Lord saying, and I can't get this number 62426 out my spirit. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Somebody write that scripture down. Number 62426. This is your word on tonight. I'm talking to two groups of people, because I see my message going two ways. But God got me talking to the number 62426 people, but he also got me talking to some people who are still doubting, even still doubting number 62426, and he's saying, all you got to do is continue to ask in my name. He said, I am the Lord. I can do anything but fail. He said that if I raise, and this is Jesus talking, he said, if I raise Lazarus from the grave, what makes you think I can't heal you? What makes you think I can't make you wealthy? What makes you think I can't save your children? What makes you think I can't do the impossible, the thing that you are deeming impossible? He said, I can do the impossible. What makes you think I can't make sure you have food to eat? What makes you think I can't raise you up? What makes you think I can't give you a speech that is eloquent? What makes you think I can't bring you among kings and queens? What makes you think I can't do that thing that you are deeming impossible? He said that December 31st, 2023 is your turnaround. You're going to walk into your next season on top, and you won't be able to be stopped. You've been listening to the Straight to the Point. Dr. Vaughn, let's open up the line.
Amen. Dr. Henderson, wow, I say I almost ran out of the office here, Doc. Man, that was powerful. Powerful. Man, that was so powerful, ladies and gentlemen. I trust that you are paying attention tonight and had your pen and paper, but I tell you, you're right about that numbers, Doc. I want y'all to write this down, number six. You not only write it down, but y'all need to read it at least seven times tonight before you go to bed. Number six and verses 24 through 26, guys. Y'all need to do that tonight, okay? Very important. And, Doc, I was so excited I had to write down when you started talking. Ladies and gentlemen, Monday, November the 27th of 2023, the prophet put out at 8:38 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. She put out the mandate. She put out the prophecy. So y'all better get excited. At 8:38, she put it out for y'all. Y'all better receive this word tonight. Y'all better receive it. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. This is powerful tonight. Woo! Man. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, I got to calm down a little bit here. No, matter of fact, I'm not going to calm down. How about that? Hey, praise God. Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores C. Henderson, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Doc, I had to find a quick clip, but you had mentioned it a little bit, but I'm going to play this real quickly. We're getting ready to open up the lines, ladies and gentlemen. We got Miss Mary down in Georgia. We got Sister Sarah, we're going to bring you up in a few seconds. But before we do that, I'm going to play this little clip because Doc mentioned it a little early. Y'all get ready. Get ready.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Man, thank you so much for that reminder, Doc. I appreciate you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the line. Sister Sarah, I know you fired up. No doubt about it. You're on with Dr. Henderson.
Yes, I'm excited. I am so excited.
Amen. God bless you. Thanks for calling.
God bless you. God bless you. The word is so alive on tonight. The word is always alive, especially when it's coming from the team of the prophets.
Amen.
I just enjoy it every time. Yes.
Amen. Thank you, my dear. Yes, God bless you, and thank you for being excited about the word. I just have one simple thing to say. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive the word of the Lord. Receive it, and it shall be your portion in Jesus' name. Go in peace. God bless you, dear, and thank you for tuning in.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Dr. Vaughn.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sister Sarah. God bless you. Sister Mary, we want to bring you on, too, as well tonight. Sister Mary, you ready tonight for Doc? Amen. God bless you.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
God
ma'am.
God bless
we can
you.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for the word. Thank you for the word. I receive it. The Holy Spirit woke me up at 3 a.m. this morning, so I've been expressing. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, my dear. And I want you to know I did get your call. I did get your call. I want you to think I'm ignoring you. I did get your call. You did call me. And I will be returning your call. But thank you for tuning in on tonight. I see the Lord is going to do something big with your business. He's about to connect you, divine connections, with some people who are going to take your business to a whole nother level. So you
call
be encouraged. Yes. God is going to connect you with some people who are going to take your business to a whole nother level. Amen. Introduce you to other parts of the nations, even with your business. Amen. Glory to God. So you be encouraged, and thank you so much. Yes, it's your time. You've been in this thing for a long time, and God said, I am going to shine my face upon you. That was your word in Numbers tonight, number 6. Amen. That's your word. That's your heart. Hallelujah. That's your word. That's your word. Number 6, 24, 26. The Lord, yes. Hallelujah. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. It's your time. You've been in this thing for a long time. And I just hear God saying that it's your time, it's your season. He said, I have not forsaken you, my child. He said, I just hear this, Isaiah 43, he said that I have given men for your life. He said that I have put people down for you. Glory to God. Isaiah 43, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said, I have not forgotten about you. I have not forgotten about you. Although you've been through some, he said, this is your turnaround. Who shot time? This is your turnaround. This is your turnaround season. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, 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 yes. Your turnaround. And I just see in the spirit realm, where I see an angel just taking one finger and just turning you around. And as he's turning you around, and I think about Joshua, hallelujah, how the enemy came to try to accuse him, and how the Lord God rebuked him and said, don't you know that this is a branch that has been plucked out of the fire? And the angel of the Lord took off the filthy garments and robed them with clean and pure garments, glory to God. And I hear the Lord saying, I'm robing her with new garments. God said, I'm doing a new thing, hallelujah, in her life. I'm robing her. I'm taking off the old, and I'm robing her with new, with the newness of life, with the new things, new connections, divine connections that's going to take her and catapult her to her next level. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Yes. It's your time. Receive the word of the Lord, woman of God. Receive it in the name of Jesus. God bless you. And thank you for tuning in to the Straight to the Point. God bless you, Dr. Bond.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is the voice of Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson on Straight to the Point tonight. We are excited. Back to you, Doc. I'm excited.
Amen. Glory to God. Excited about those who have tuned in on tonight. Those who are listening, just lean into the word of God. We thank God for you, those who are going to call back. I just want to encourage the body of Christ tonight. Don't get caught up on what you see in the natural realm. Remember, our economy is under the Lord's. We are the Lord's economy. Amen. And so he decides who's to pick up and who to put down. If you stay on the Lord's side and keep your hand in his hand, he will never fail you. Don't get caught up in what you see in the carnal. The carnal is a lie. The carnal is death. The carnal eyes, the carnal mind is death. But the spirit is life and peace. Continue to walk by faith and not by sight. When Jesus had to tell Thomas, when he had to tell Philip, he said, I don't care what you're thinking, but I need you to believe I am who I said I am. And I am Jesus, the Lord. The Father is in me. You looking for the Father, and I'm right here in your face. I've been walking with you this whole time. He said, you've been looking for this, and you've been looking for that, but I've been here the whole entire time in your face, walking with you, showing you miracles. You seeking the Father. The Father is in me. And so I just want somebody to be encouraged on tonight and know that Jesus has been there with you the whole entire time. He has heard your cry. Continue to ask in his name, because there's no name that's greater than his. Amen. No other name. Glory to God. No other name. How do you know? And why wouldn't you want to continue to call on a name, the name of Jesus, that's greater and higher than any name? Why would you want to even consider to look at another God? Our God don't melt. Our God don't crack. Our God, hallelujah, can be everywhere at the same time. Our God can heal you in America, can heal you in Africa, can heal you in Asia, can heal you in Europe, all at the same time. Who wouldn't want to call on that God in the name of Jesus? So I just want to leave you on tonight with, continue to ask in his name. Whose name? The name of Jesus. Get ready. Get ready for your miracle. December 31st, 2023, I declare and decree by the power of God that you will get your breakthrough. And it is so in Jesus' name. We're about to go, but before we leave, we want to leave you with this. Always love, love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and have a good night.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're going to make it. God's going to see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test. Been hurt.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Everybody say that with me. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
If you really believe it. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Today. And don't forget to share this out in your network because you never know who will be blessed. See you next time. Have a great week, everybody. See you later.